I like small country because everything is accessible.
Yeah, like for me in my country, it's a very big country. Somehow it's, you know, it's an archipelago, different islands. So it's really difficult to move from one place to another. Yeah. It's very inconvenient.
Do you have people who taking boat to school every day?
Of course, a lot. All means of going to school, okay. Like now bus, by foot, by swimming.
We also have it in Taiwan. You have been Danshui, right?
No, not yet.
I thought you went there. You went. I saw your picture in Danshui, the fort, like fisherman fort.
Okay.
Yeah, you went there, right? Mm-hmm. And you took the cruise.
Yes.
And then that's another side of the cruise. Some of the students, they study in Danshui. So then every day they need to take, even some of them like walk, like they work in Taipei City. So they would take their scooter and bicycle with cruise and then go to the other side and then they drive to Taipei.
That's quite difficult, huh? But still more convenient compared to my country.
So you, when you went to Danshui, what did you do? You have the ice cream, the very tall ice cream.
Yeah, I think not that I buy, but
you saw that
my friends did.
Okay.
I just asked for my friends.
You had
share. Anyway, just I had stinky tofu in Taipei.
Yeah.
I ate some street foods, but not really all. But I tried many, like some meat, chicken, blah blah blah. I ate much as well. Just to try it.
So do you like it? How would you?
Of course, I like it, but I don't like fried ones.
But most of the food here are fried.
Yeah. Well, worth the try so that you can at least judge that, oh, this one is good, this is not good. Although this is fried, but still good. Oh my God, it's not really good because it's fried. You know, things like that. You can always tell with your judgment.
The traditional Taiwanese food, they are not deep fried. They are just fried, like the vegetables, fried rice, and the pork rice. Have you tried the pork rice?
Of course. It's typical Chinese. It's like brown color, like adobo, right?
Yeah, it's like adobo. Yeah, I'm going to say it's like adobo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes when I have...
I can't remember the name, but sounds like and tastes like. it's a brown pork, like adobo.
They only have Chinese name. They probably translate it in English too, but it's lu rou fan. It's it's like adobo. So when I have adobo, I feel actually it's similar. But just you also have the grind meat version of adobo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So somehow it's connected. Taiwan, between Taiwan and the Philippines.
Maybe that's really Chinese. Yeah.